Good news out of Orlando, Florida.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio.
Second down and 20 for Mark Sanchez and the New York Jets. Patriots three-man defensive front. Sanchez awaiting the snap. He's got it. Drops back. Stands at the goal line. Looks. Fires over the middle. Intercepted. At the 10, at the 5. Touchdown. Patriots. Rob Ninkovich.
Here to break down this week's game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, the man everyone loves, especially the quarterback.
I love Pete. I always appreciate Pete.
Pete Shepherd.
Well, hey there, everybody, and welcome to a very wet Wednesday down here in Foxborough and another edition of the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com. It is yours truly here until 6 o'clock tonight, doing it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, where it is nice and dry and cool. Email me, webradio at patriots.com. Facebook me, Pete Shepherd, P-E-T-E-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. And you can also call me, obviously, on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398. Great show coming up for you today, besides the fact of all you wonderful listeners and emailers and callers. We have at coming up this hour, Kent Babb from the Kansas City Star. We'll talk to him, see what he knows, if anything, about Tyler Palco. I'm sure he does, besides the six passes he threw last week in relief of Matt Castle. And also Chris Mortensen in the 5 o'clock hour from ESPN. Mortimer will join us, and we'll get into the Patriots, Jets, and a few other NFL issues with him as well. We thank both of those guys for taking a few minutes out. So here we are, all the press conferences today happened already. Well, some of you probably heard some of them. If we have time and later in the 5 o'clock hour, maybe we'll play some of the locker room sound. Nothing over dramatic today from Bill Belichick or Tom Brady or anyone else. The fact also is that there is a Monday night game, which means that the team does not have to release an injury report today. But we can tell you that Devin McCourty, and along with Brandon Spikes and Dane Fletcher, were not seen at the media portion of the workout today. And also, Kevin Falk was there, but not in uniform, which probably means that he didn't participate. So, really no surprises there for the Patriots, just three that were not at the media portion of the workout today. Meanwhile, again, Patriots getting ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football here in Foxborough. And I think it's going to be, I think the Chiefs are going to be in serious trouble. However, I also think Bill Belichick is not going to allow this team to develop any kind of complacent attitude this week at all. I think he's going to drill it into their heads as if they're playing the Packers for the Super Bowl this week. And that's the right way to go. You got a lot of young guys in this team that might be vulnerable, and other people have said it, and I agree. They could be feeling a little overconfident right now. Some of the younger guys. I think some of the veteran guys know, you know, have played in games like this before, and they know what to expect. And teams can become complacent, and you can't start reading your own media clippings, although I think it's funny that last week they couldn't play or coach with anybody, and now they're, you know, back to one of the elite teams from some. I do think they're going to come out. I think they're going to come out smoking Monday night. I don't think there's going to be a letdown. I don't think they're going to look, quote-unquote, off or out of sync because they're playing the Chiefs. I really think they're going to come out and blast them and really send a message in this game. Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. It really is. That's what I'm expecting. Again, you have an unknown, complete unknown in Tyler Palco, basically the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you listen to some of the coaches and players, I mean, you hear about, you know, he's similar to Castle, blah, 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 blah. And I don't buy it. If he was similar to Castle in any way, shape, or form, he'd be a backup somewhere and not been cut by the California Redwood UFL team back in preseason a couple of years ago. So, like I was telling John in the crossover, I'm really surprised. Ricky Stanzi is someone I saw at Iowa. Big frame kid, 6'4", 240-something. You know, seemed like a pretty decent player. I always, you know, probably seemed like a decent backup. It is amazing to me how that kid is not getting the start here. There's got to be reasons for it, obviously. Coaches feel at Kansas City that there's got to be a reason why. That they're going with basically an unknown, to start in this game on Monday night.
Well, it's going with the unknown who, at the very least, has been on an NFL roster before. Granted, yeah, he got cut from the UFL, but, you know, he's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, but he's only been on practice squads. He's never even been called up to a 53-man roster until 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he was out of the league in 2009. out of the league. It wasn't because of injury. He just didn't play.
Yeah, just not good enough.
Not good enough. Didn't play. Came back, got cut by a UFL team in preseason.
Preseason. Really, Stancy, you know, he was never very good in the pocket at Iowa. And I think they might be worried, you know, his first NFL game against a team that's coming off of a good game, like, you know, what, Andre Carter.
Okay, I'm going to make this prediction. You're going to see Stancy in that game before it's over.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
I'm absolutely make that 100%. Prediction. Now you're right. They might be going. I can't remember. I know he played at Pittsburgh, and I'm sure. I usually have a pretty good memory for this stuff. And John did games, broadcast games, so he remembers. I have a slim memory of some bowl game he played. I think it was against Oregon State, and they won. I remember him scrambling for like a 25-yard gain. That's about the only blip I remember in my little pea brain about what he did in that bowl game, and that was freaking, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. So I couldn't tell you what. Now, maybe they're starting because he can move in the pocket a little bit more than Stanzi can. That might be the reason. But I would not doubt for any stretch. Not that Stanzi came in and started this game, he'd do any better. But I'm just to go with an unknown. First time he's ever made it to an NFL roster, a 53-man roster, not a practice squad, is just. I don't know. I'm a little puzzled by it.
Sucky, sucky, sucky.
I'm a little puzzled by it. But we'll find out more when we speak with Ken Babb coming up from the Kansas City Star in just a little bit. Anyway, email me, webradio@patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And you can also Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETESHEPPARD. First from Web Radio is Josh. I really enjoy your show, in parentheses, and I hope you don't ban me for this. Now, why would I ban anybody? I don't ban people. I don't ban people. You can disagree with it. But your open yesterday was hard to listen to. Oh, okay. You went on and on about how well you know this team and how little the national media knows about the character of this team and how you never doubted this team would beat the Jets. All right, no, not at all. First of all, if you go back and listen, I never said anything about Let me just address that. You went on about how well you know this team, which I do, and how little the national media knows about the character of this team. I didn't say they didn't know about the character. I know, because I know a lot of them don't. They just talk off the top of their heads. What I said was they do not factor into the equation the character issue on this team. That's the problem. And they don't, and it's not just the Patriots. They don't do it for a lot of other things. What's happened with the national media, it happens on ESPN, it happens on NFL Network. And I'm not just saying this because he's coming on today, but Mortimer is one of the few that doesn't get caught up in stupid little media buzzwords and phrases throughout the week. That's why he's so great, and that's why he's about as fair as impartial as it gets. That's just one part of it. So, I know sometimes when I'm going off and on my little tangents, you might hear things. Let me address the other part. And how you never doubted this team would beat the Jets. First of all, I said it. I was wrong in the fact that it ended up being a blowout of 21 points. I said it would be a nip and tuck game the whole way. I said Patriots would win 23-20. I never said it was going to be any kind of a blowout situation. The score shocked the hell out of me, and I was surprised as much as anybody. Especially finding out later in the week just how banged up they really were when it was all said and done at Saban.
I never said that.
But I understand. I just thought it was worth pointing out that you are only 1-for-3 over the past 3 weeks in picking the Patriots. Well, I wasn't here for the Steeler game. I was getting married, so I didn't say anything for that. Well, I give you credit for picking the Patriots last week. You can't ignore the fact that you were wrong the 2 weeks before. I wasn't here 3 weeks ago, especially against the Giants. Okay, the Giant game, they're ahead with 90 seconds to go. I agree. But see, the problem is if they won that game, Josh, I don't think you would have called, you would have wrote an email about it. You know, it's unfortunate Sergio Brown had a horrible 38-yard pass interference call against him, because Chung got hurt and Brown came in for that one play in the end and it really nailed him. So you're right. I was wrong about that, but they were ahead with 90 seconds to go. Unfortunately, you know, the defense couldn't hold it together. A lot of it because of dumb penalty yardage that they deserve. But okay. That's fine. I respect your opinion. You came out strong about how the Patriots would not lose back-to-back games. Last week, I was not feeling great about the game. I had three items providing some hope. Patriots usually don't lay an egg when the division lead is on the line. Later is the season. Losing three in a row would be very rare. And Sanchez would have difficulty taking advantage of the Patriots' biggest weakness. He sucks. I still picked them in my WEI picks, and unfortunately, things turned out very well. I just think you were a bit over the top, thumping your chest when things went pretty poorly the 2 weeks before that. Just saying. That's fine. I don't think, like I said, the thing that aggravates me the most, Josh and others, it's not so much, you know, picking right or wrong, because it's just, the sports isn't an exact science, right? I just don't get carried away on a week-to-week basis by throwing out these absolutes that you hear all over a lot of national and local media and TV. When people start saying, you know, because of back-to-back losses, all of a sudden Brady can't throw, Belichick can't coach, the team has no heart, there can't be anybody good. I mean, it's all bull crap, you know? That's why I get aggravated, and that's why I will continue to thump my chest when I want sometimes. And sometimes I'm wrong, but not usually. But that's right, but not usually in situations. I can't be, you say I'm 1 for 3 the last three, which is really 1 for 2 because I wasn't here for the other three, okay? But why don't you do my overall record from 2001, in games and predictions over back to back. That's all. Oh, then you reply, fair point. That's what you said. They were not factoring in the character. That's fine. But Josh, no, you're right. And don't forget, I mean, sometimes, you know, I get carried away. I do get carried away. I freely admit it, as everybody does. But I'm not going to see that. I mean, if I think they sucked on a particular play or a thing, I'm going to tell you. And right or wrong, I'm going to tell you. I mean, it's just how I am. But, I'm more thumping my chest at the Jets and more so actually last week. It was more so, the national media and some of the local writers, you know, Borges is devastated this week because the Patriots won. Devastated. Because he was like Christmas morning for him last 2 weeks ago when the Giants won. This week for him, it's like, you know, he doesn't know what to do with himself. Trying to find some article he wrote, you know, 12, 15 years ago before Brady and Belichick that he can plug in to fit his agenda on how to hate on the Patriots.
It's a lot of people that are quiet this week.
Yeah, a lot of people. But that's not uncommon. And it's because, I mean, if you watched, you know, you watched ESPN and NFL Network all last week, the blanket statements that some of these guys make, some of it to me is obviously agenda driven by certain players. It's just no question because they can't be that stupid. They can't be that stupid. A lot of those guys, some of them Hall of Famers, making obviously some of the most ridiculous statements. And again, it's not always about the Patriots either. They have this, for some reason, the National Football League, which is the greatest organization in professional sports in the world, in my opinion, from top to bottom. And there's so much parity in this league, and it's been that way for a long time. It really has. We've just been fortunate around here that this team has won so many more games than it's lost and won championships and been to the other championships and conference championships. But, you know, there have been a lot of number one and number two seeds with this franchise. But you take that, you just look at the rest of the league. It's close. It's very close. And even the elite teams, the so-called elite teams, I mean, they can be beat. We've seen them beat. You know, if that were the case, Indianapolis won a few more Super Bowls. I mean, it still amazes me how the Favre Packers back in the mid-90s did not win more than one championship. Amazes me how that didn't happen. But that's all. I get mostly upset because I just think, and broadcasting is, you know, you got to be entertaining, and you want to be informative and be entertaining, which is what I try to do. But when you have the snippets, the people on ESPN and NFL Network, some of them who were there for, you know, a little 3 or 4 minute snippet and trying to provide analysis. And I'm not talking about when they're breaking down certain plays with the X's and O's and all that stuff. But some of these players come out with they see a net yardage number and they just strictly paint black or white, pass or fail. On either team. Well, they're ranked this, so they must suck at that. And they're not ranked this, so they don't suck at this. And, you know, I'm like, anybody can do that. Anybody off the street can look at numbers and say, well, they're not very good here. You got to look at individual things. It's just like last year when I tell you, when I bring this up to people all the time, you look at the Cleveland loss last year, and it looks horrible on paper, and they lost by 20 and all that stuff. But if you take away two horrible fumbles by Gronkowski, unfortunately, in that game, it's a completely different game. Now, yeah, Hillis ran up and down him, in the end, especially in the second half. But those were two huge, costly fumbles in that game. Huge. That could have changed the entire direction where that game was headed. That's all I'm saying. But instead, they won't see the whole game. They won't see plays. They'll just look at a particular number that fits their agenda and try to spin it that way. I try to look at the whole package, the entire thing. That's why I think net yardage is such a useless stat for the most part in the NFL. For the most part. There are other stats that are way more compelling to me that I care much more about. Email me, webradiopatriot.com. Lyndon in Colton, California says, the Eagles released Jared Page today. If he clears waivers, do you think the Pats will take a look at him? Do you think he can help this team? Yeah, I just got a bunch of emails about that. I don't know what is on the mind of Bill Belichick. I certainly think he takes a look at everybody that comes across the waiver wire. But the Eagles are, still up in the air about Vic and his couple of cracked ribs. And I definitely think that Bill will give it a look. I don't know what he's going to do. You know, I'm sure he and his staff will take a long, hard look at it.
Are you kidding me?
I couldn't tell you. I never try to get in the head of this coaching staff because you just can't tell. It's the same thing with the draft every year. You know, same thing with the draft every year. You just like people are like, well, what are they going to do? Who the hell knows? I have no idea what they're going to do. You don't know what's going on through their head. All right, you can also call me up on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Is that Galen in Pennsylvania? Galen in Pennsylvania, you're up next here on the Pete Shepard Show. Hey, Galen.
Hey, Pete, what's happening?
What's happening? What's happening with you?
I thought I'd give you a call. I just happened to call on your show here. I used to listen to you back in the day, but I always listen to PFW, and man, that's just—it's just such gloom and doom listening to that every single day. I hate to rip on them, but I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, here's how I look at it. Tell me if I'm wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. I really wanted to send out some guys on Sunday, and it's like, you know, who the hell are these guys? You know?
Yep.
But you know, take for instance, like this guy, the Sterling Moore.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a. I looked him up online, watched the YouTube clips, and everything else. I mean, he was a pretty good corner for SMU. You
uh-huh.
know, and these guys just don't happen that you just end up in the NFL. You know, you're there because there's potential.
No, but to be fair about it, you're talking about a guy who was elevated from the practice squad to the 53-man roster solely based on a mega emergency basis here.
Oh, understood. But to be able, I mean, when I looked at Mike Reese's breakdown on Monday morning of snaps played,
mm-hmm.
and the guy played every, he played 72
yes,
out of
he did.
72 snaps.
Yes, he did.
And
he played well.
And besides the thing with McCourty, with him hitting McCourty, I was just happy to see a guy trying to make a play on the ball, safety. And, you know, I didn't see him on the TV the whole game. And if I can go the whole game and not see my safety, I'm happy with how he played. But, you know, everybody wants to classify him as Jags and cast-offs and no-names. You know, tell us a little bit more about him. Who are these guys? Where do they come from? You know, Belichick don't keep these guys around unless he thinks there's potential there, you know?
Well, no, that's a great point, and that's why Ross Ventrone is...
Sterling Moore and Jeff Turpinian and all these people, they deserve more accolades than just to be called no-namers. You know, they're there. I mean, they've dumped a lot of people off this roster because they didn't either. I don't want to think that it was money. I want to think that they've seen potential. And what I've seen on Sunday was that's good enough for me. I mean, I didn't see Sterling Moore making a Sergio Brown type play I've seen the week before. You know, and if you don't, mm-hmm. that's good enough for me. I just want.
I think I'm with you. Now, what the counter argument you're going to get from national and local scribes and some fans alike is going to be, and they're going to say this the rest of the year, by the way, for every team that they play because they have such a weak schedule. They're going to say, let's see him do it in the playoffs against a real quarterback.
Oh, that's, I totally get that.
That's what's going to happen.
Like, listen to PFW yesterday, right away, they wanted to blame it all on Sanchez and whatnot. That's so irrelevant, you know?
Well, I don't know if it's irrelevant. I think there's some relevance to what I'm saying, but it's a team effort. I mean, because the pass rush was so good, if the pass rush continues to be like that, you can disguise deficiencies in the secondary. So
not
that it's going to be that way every week, but you know, the way their schedule pans out, I promise you their defense is going to look statistically better, and I think it'll look better from just looking from a fans, from looking at from eye level, is going to look better because of the schedule that they have here down the stretch. And hopefully they can continue to gain confidence from that. So when they play one of the better teams, obviously, in the playoffs, I mean, they'll have a lot more confidence. And hopefully they'll be a lot more healthier than they are now. But, you know, the schedule is what it is. They can't help it. They're in first place. They're still one of the elite teams in the NFL. And they're going to be one of the favorites to get back to the Super Bowl, whether people like it or not. It's that simple. You know,
yeah, I agree.
They can talk all they want about the Sterling Moores, and they can talk about the week schedule the rest of the way. They already went through hell already in these first nine games.
They went through murder's row already. I mean, they went through murder's row. They went through some of the toughest defenses in the NFL. I mean, it is what it is. Hey, I have one more question
sure.
for you.
Cause yep.
Trust me, I didn't want to call you just to defend.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Yes, but my question to you is, and I've heard the other guys say different people, but here's my thing. This whole thing with I'm upset the fact that this is drug on so long with Wes Welker and not a contract extension. Because I can't even logically, watching every snap the last so many years, I can't even logically even see how this offense works without him. And for this to have gotten to this point where he's not renewed or whatever else, it's kind of disturbing because I can't see a scenario at all that if they're going to pay Brady $100 million for the next 5 years or whatever the contract is, how the hell can he do it without Welker? You know, I don't want to go down this road we went with Deion Branch. I just think it should have been done, tame. I don't know. I just don't like the uncertainty there.
No, it's a fair comment. It's a fair comment to make. I think a lot of people share your opinion about it. Like I said, they usually don't do that kind of stuff in the middle of the season. I think they did it with Brady once after like week three. His last contract.
Right.
But other than that, it's rare that you see teams give out huge contracts extensions during, the middle of the season. But I think people shared your thoughts, the same thoughts earlier in the season. And, you know, I have no answer for you. I have no answer for you. I wish they would sign him too. Believe me. I hope, and I think they will in the end.
Nice little player.
I'd be shocked if they let him go.
Yeah, I don't like the reference to the nice little player. I mean, I believe what he does, but he's so much more than that. He's so special.
He's one of the elite receivers in the NFL.
And outside of Boston, if you listen to the national media, they hold him to that standard. Like, they put him as an elite receiver. But if you listen to radio in Boston or TV in Boston, they kind of put it as if he's just a guy.
Some people are like that. Some people say that. Others... You know, I think it's split down the middle whether people think he's an elite receiver because he plays a slot. I say he's a receiver. He catches the ball. He's an elite receiver. He's in the top three in the NFL, in my opinion. So.
And he's never on the injury report. He never misses practice. He does it. I mean, what he's done recovering from ACL, he's so diehard for this team.
He's missed a few practices, but he doesn't usually miss a lot of games. You're right.
But he also gets killed every Sunday.
Yes, he does. He takes a beating.
Hey.
All right, Galen.
Thanks for my call, Pete.
Thanks, my friend. Take care. Call back soon. WebRadioPatriots.com. That's how you email me. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And you can also Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETESHAPPARD. This is from Alonzo says, hey, Pete and Kevin, like always, your show is my favorite. I have no doubt that the Patriots are going to come out on fire. The word complacency is not in Bill's vocabulary. Now, here's a thought concerning our defense. Of course, everyone wants to get their talent from the draft and all-pro free agency, but for me, it seems at times that it takes an injury to bring out some true talent, a.k.a. Brady. I'm not saying that some no-names on defense are going to be the Pro Bowlers, but I feel that perhaps one or two may develop to be consistent playmakers. Is this a valid point or hopeless optimism? Thanks. Well, I won't say it's hopeless optimism. We just don't know. We need to see more of a sampling. You could be right. It also depends on how fast some of these guys get healthy, how fast McCourty is back on the field. You know, McCourty comes back in a couple weeks, that's going to really eliminate time for some of the other guys, guys like Sterling Moore. And it just depends. But, like I said, to me, there's going to be no doubt that you're going to see an improvement on defense, not only from watching it live, but you're going to see it statistically on paper because of, my opinion, the schedule that they have remaining. And what you're going to continue to get from most of the national and many of the local scribes is that it's going to be, as Tom Curran said after the game Sunday night, which I totally disagree with him, about a smoke and mirrors type win and smoke and mirrors type defense. That, to me, it's too easy to come out with blanket statements like that. It's way too easy. You know? Way too easy. It's more than that. So only time will tell. But I'm just telling you, you watch how the Patriots defense, and there'll be some also that go over the top the other way, where the Patriots win out the next seven games and they'll be unstoppable going into the playoffs. You know, and you can't go that far that way either. Because, like I said, I think they're going to run the table here. I don't think they're going to lose again. I think the defense will improve. Now, points allowed now, they're like 16th. No, middle of the pack, which is really all I care about. And that's probably going to get a lot better. Again, because of the schedule, who they're playing, and how healthy they get. But people are not going to, a lot of people are not going to have faith completely again in this team until they win another playoff game. And that's just the way it is. It's unfair. I think it's unfair, but that's just the way people think around here because we've been so spoiled in all our sports, to be honest with you. You know? So we'll see. Chad says on web radio, hello, Pete. Yes, this is a sign for our defense. Everybody stepped up, and that performance is symbolic, and I'm sick and tired of people crying about how our team is disgusting. Those spoiled fans need to remember our team in 2006, and even with Doug Gabriel, we could made it to the Super Bowl and stop, but the defense is horrible. We have Mayo, Carter, Wilfork, Chung, Spikes, Ninkovich, McCourty. Take a look at the Seahawks. Pete, what do you anticipate from Welker versus the Chiefs? To quote Brett Favre, which I will keep doing from now on, I can't believe I survived not only my life, but I'm still playing football because half of those 8 or 9 years I don't even remember.
I've always wanted to be a Packer. I think I always will be a Packer.
I think the Chiefs are in some serious trouble coming up on Monday night here. Overall, I think the Patriots put up 40-plus in this game. I really do. I think they're going to come out firing, make a statement. And unless somehow that, you know, Tyler Palko is the next coming of, you know, Brady or Manning or Rodgers or whatever. You know, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I think this is a horrible spot for the Chiefs. And Castle injury or no Castle injury, I really thought they would rebound last week against Denver at home. Against Tebow and that fraudulent offense that they run. And maybe they get away with that crap against Miami and Kansas City, but it's going to be really, really interesting. I am so fascinated by tomorrow night's game when Tebow goes up against the Jets. We'll see how they respond. That's going to be very, very interesting to see how they respond against, allegedly one of the better defenses in the NFL, allegedly. At least on paper it looks that way, but we'll see. Because, I mean, I'm wearing my Tebow shirt tomorrow night, and I hope he puts up 50 against the Jets. Yeah, because they're playing the Jets.
You don't really have a Tebow.
No, I don't. Do I don't. I don't.
I was gonna say, Pete.
I'm not a big fan of his in the NFL. I respect his hard work ability as a player, as a person, all that stuff. I think he gets a bad rap for his faith sometimes. I know he tries to shove it down people's throats, which I can't stand, but. That's fine. To me, it's about work ethic on the field. And I know he's trying and it's not his fault. He's doing what, you know, and the Broncos are doing, adapting to what he is, which is he throws under 10 times a game. He can get away with that against bad teams. But I just don't see that. I'll be stunned if he throws it only 8 times against the Jets because they're just going to, I think he's going to find that defense is going to be a little bit different than what he's faced the last 2 weeks in Miami and Kansas City.
He doesn't have any running backs left either. McGahee.
That's right.
Most likely out.
Yeah.
Moreno's
out.
His ACL.
Yep. So he's their running back. He's their guy. He's
Tim Tebow thrown to Tim Tebow after Tim Tebow runs.
Could very well be that way. All right. Let's take a quick break again. Coming up. This hour, Kent Babb of the Kansas City Star. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, Chris Mortensen from ESPN. Until then, your calls and emails, webradio at patriots.com. Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETESHEPPARD. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Back with more of the Pete Shepard Show on patriots.com right after this.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide C-pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
What are your thoughts on...
Indeed. Go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation and account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Pete Shepherd.
And back here on my show on Patriots.com here until 6 o'clock tonight. And again, we're doing it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. And email me, webradio at patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And you can also Facebook me at Pete Shepard, P-E-T-E-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. A couple things. Let's see. On Facebook, Manny says, hey, Pete, just got a little info on Page. He overplays the ball. All you have to do is look at the Eagles game against the Giants in Week 3 and see. Yeah, but the other thing is, and just, you know, don't forget, folks, that he played here back in 2010. So he's very familiar with the system, and he actually had a couple of pretty good games before he got hurt. So I think Bill will probably take the way their secondary is right now. I'm sure Bill's going to take a long, hard look back at him, and it's possible. I mean, it's certainly possible because he's been here before and he knows the system. But we'll see. Also, Lucio says, hey, Pete, do you think the Pats are flying so high from the Jets' butt-whipping they gave them that they might overlook the Chiefs? It seemed that way to me on the Steelers game and also in last year's playoff loss to the Jets. No, I talked about that, Lucio, earlier on today and beginning of the show. I just think that they are not – I think Bill is going to drill it into their heads all week long that they are going up against one of the best teams in the league, and he's not going to tolerate any type of complacency. I guarantee it. And if they look sloppy in practice this week, you know, he's going to let them know about it early and often. But that's why I think the Chiefs are in real big trouble here, because I think the Patriots come out firing. They take control of this game right from the get-go. And they're going to coast to an easy win when it's all said and done. I just don't think, but because I had those same thoughts as well. And just looking at the situation, because of some of the younger guys and they're not used to kick-ass wins like that and big, big, meaningful games, I think Bill is going to drill it into their heads that they do not become complacent in this game coming up on Monday night. Again, call me later on in the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We're going to head to the Ace Ticket Hotline right now and check in with Kansas City Stars' Kent Babb. Hey, Kent.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, sir?
Hanging in there.
Wow. Well, before we get to football, the real football, I wanted to ask you just quickly. I saw your story, and obviously it made national headlines as well, about Brandon Albert, the Chiefs tackle, unfortunately involved. At least Plaxico Burress wasn't there. It's unfortunate that someone ended up getting killed in this thing. But he was involved in some kind of a – he was with a bunch of players and on the off day and celebrating Victor Cruz's birthday, a UMass guy, of all things, down in New York City nightclub. And Brandon Albert happened to be there, the Chiefs tackle. And luckily none of the athletes were involved. But, boy, it always amazes me how either trouble finds some of these guys or they just find trouble. I don't know. I'm glad you know, the athletes weren't hurt. It's unfortunate what happened down there, but is he good to go on Monday night?
Yeah, he'll be fine. I talked to somebody in the organization earlier today and asked him about it, and you know, he's been talked to. You know, I mean, there's no way you can tell these guys just to sit at home with your doors locked and the curtains drawn on your day off. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do, and they should. I mean, they're adults. Yeah. But, you know, the person I talked to said that he's been talked to, and you know, just reminded that, you know, and a lot of coaches and people say this, you never want to see your name in the paper or online for non-football kind of thing. And so I don't know what kind of place this was in New York. You know, I have no idea if it was a seedy place or a, you know, a highbrow place, but regardless, it was a place that drew a gunman inside, and that's not a good place for any NFL player to be.
Let's talk about the Patriots and the Chiefs. And, of course, the big question around here is some of us remember a couple games he played at the University of Pittsburgh. Tyler Palko, he's been compared somewhat, I don't know, gingerly to what Matt Castle can do. But before I get into him, what I want to know, Kent, is how come is Stanzi that far behind? That kid's 6'4", pretty good frame, and obviously, you know, I remember him at Iowa a little bit, but it's that bad that they had to go to a guy that got cut by the, you know, a UFL team in preseason that Stanzi couldn't play in this game? Is this guy better?
That's the question I've been getting an awful lot around here. And the shorter answer is, the Chiefs drafted Ricky Stanzi for him to be the backup of the future, and they wanted to bring him along slowly and, you know, see what he could do. They never really saw starter in him, and, you know, I think that they thought Matt Castle would be the starter for maybe the next 4 or 5 years, especially coming off last year when he made the Pro Bowl. They assumed he was just going to keep getting better. Now, this year it's been a regression. But as far as Ricky Stanzi, you know, he does have the look. He's got a bit of the pedigree. He just doesn't have the experience. And so he may play a little this year, but I don't think he's in the immediate plans. I think this is Tyler Palko's team, for better or worse. And, you know, if Palko just tanks, then, yeah, Stanzi's going to get a shot. But that's what's going to happen. And honestly, I think if Palko tanks before they throw Stanzi in there, before he's ready, then I think that's when they would go out and sign a veteran, though there aren't very many encouraging names out there. So they still want to bring this guy along very, very slowly. And I still don't think they see him as the starter. I think they just see him as a solid number two for years to come.
Well, besides the six passes he threw the other night, the other day, in that loss, what can you tell us about this guy? What should Patriot defenders, what should Patriot fans expect out of Palko? What can he do?
Well, he's a really athletic guy. He's more of a scrambler. That's what he did at Pitt. That's what he's done for the very meager NFL experience he's got, mostly on practice squads here and there. But, you know, he's not a very accurate passer, and that's where the Chiefs probably should be worried, and that's where I think Patriots defenders are going to be licking their chops, just assuming that, you know, this guy is not going to be able to be accurate. And, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, in training camp, watching Tyler Palko, he was one of the worst NFL quarterbacks I've ever seen. And, you know, I didn't really see him get all that much better in camp. Now, he's gotten a little bit better just over the last 11 weeks or so, and just, you know, putting it together and fine-tuning the bit of talent that he's got. And, you know, he does have success in his background. He does have that athletic ability, but that just doesn't fly in the NFL. And so there are a lot of skeptics here in Kansas City just on how this guy is going to play, particularly given the circumstances, the spotlight, the team that he's going against on Monday. And, you know, the odds are certainly stacked against him, and there aren't a whole lot of high hopes out here. Now, he is athletic. He is an NFL quarterback, and I remember in 2008 the Chiefs competed with Tyler Thigpen, who at the time we thought had no business being on an NFL team. And so if he can do what Tyler Thigpen did, he'll at least give the Chiefs a chance to win on the defense, on, you know, the little bit of a running game that they've got. But that's a pretty big if.
Yeah, and also remember, and I'm sure you do, and probably there, with Tyler's first game against the Falcons, that just didn't work out that well.
That was we coined the phrase here. If it was bad quarterbacking on TV in a game, it was then Tyler Thigpen-esque.
You know, last week I do the picks every week, and, you know, against all that stuff, I really thought the Chiefs would bounce back after that horrible loss to Miami, because I think most teams in the NFL, when they get humiliated, bounce back, and I thought it was a nice spot for them. Tebow, you certainly don't know what the hell you're going to get out of him. But I quite frankly stunned last week at how that game unfolded. Stunned.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty discouraging for the Chiefs and people here. So, yeah, and unfortunately, I don't think they know how to fix it. I mean, for the first time this year, you know, even after the 0-3 start, these guys had a bit of hope. They thought that they could bounce back from it. They could learn some things from it. After this, they just had no idea where to turn. And, you know, they lost two games they easily should have won, two home games against teams with losing records, two pretty bad teams, and they just couldn't get it done. The worst part of it all was that they knew what Tim Tebow was going to do. They knew what the Broncos were going to do, and they still couldn't stop it. The guy completed two passes and still put 17 points up. So that's pretty discouraging. And, you know, with this next five-game stretch that the Chiefs have playing against all playoff contenders, they could be in a world of hurt. I mean, it's not unreasonable to think they could lose out, especially now that Matt Cassel could be out for the season. And so it's a real tough spot. They really, really needed those two wins. They didn't get them, and then they played pretty bad, frankly, in the process.
And quite frankly, I was as stunned probably as anybody that the way the season started for them, even though it was, you know, kind of a lopsided loss last year in the playoffs to Baltimore. But I know I thought Matt did a very good job last year. I thought, you know, that team, not that they might be one of the elite teams, but certainly were going to be a hell of a lot more competitive to start the season based on what I saw last year at the end. And why such a slow start for Matt?
Well, I mean, I think he's regressed, and that's sort of the bottom line. Why he's regressed, I think, maybe is because he doesn't have Charlie Weiss helping him, because Charlie Weiss was very hands-on with him last year. His directive out of his own mouth was he was going to come here and fix the quarterback, and he did. I mean, he turned a guy that a lot of people were pretty unhappy with in Kansas City and turned him into a Pro Bowler, and nobody thought that could happen. So, you know, I don't think that there's a coincidence that even going back to last year, after the news came out that Weiss was going to Florida, Matt Cassel put up two of his worst games of the season, and then he promptly came out and had three pretty miserable games to start this season. Now, he did get better, and I think that's because the Chiefs tweaked what he was having to do. He's at his best, and honestly, I think the only way he can be a good quarterback in the NFL is if all the moving parts around him are performing well. I mean, if the running game is going well, the receivers are getting open and catching passes, and he's getting some protection, all those things happen, he can be a very good quarterback in this league. He's not going to win games for you by himself. He's just not built that way. And unfortunately for the Chiefs, they've lost some of their best players on offense, and now the wide receivers haven't done a good enough job getting open consistently, and the offensive line has been pretty terrible. So therefore, Castle's had a very rough year, and then this past Sunday it even got worse. And so this is going to be a very forgettable season for Matt Castle. And look, this could affect where the Chiefs go in the offseason and in the draft. If they don't think that he can come back from this, if they didn't see enough progress from him even this year and the little bit they've seen, then it may be time to move on from him for the long term, even if he's a starter next year, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely does. And also, what I wanted to add, just about, you know, the Chiefs offense, and I mean, the thing about this week's game, and I've been saying it since yesterday, obviously, I think Bill Belichick is just going to drill it into the Patriots' heads after their big win against the Jets, obviously, and overcoming a lot of obstacles there. But I really think that if this team is complacent in any way, shape, or form in practice this week, that he's going to make sure that he's going to drill it into this team or somehow brainwash them into thinking that they're playing the 85 Bears or the Green Bay Packers or do what Lou Holtz used to do all the time where everybody was a great team. That's why I think this is going to be a real bad spot for the Chiefs this week, because I think this is going to be one of those times. Maybe another organization comes out flat a little bit, but I think the Patriots are really going to come out firing in this game to prove a point that they're not going to take pity on the situation, because no one's taking pity on them.
Well, and if the Patriots are focused and sharp, then, I mean, this could be a bloodbath. And I'm not sure that's just the local beat writer talking, the cynical old beat writer talking. I think that new quarterback who's never started a game in his life in the NFL, on the road Monday night, you're deflated because of two losses, and you just lost your starting quarterback. This could be a horrible, horrible loss for the Chiefs. And I honestly couldn't tell you how they're going to make it right. I mean, there's not enough, particularly on offense, that makes you think that they can even hang with a team like the Patriots. Now, the defense for the Chiefs is pretty good. When they're on, they have a defense that can stop just about anybody. They had six picks against Oakland. Now, yes, that was against Carson Palmer and a pretty bad Kyle Bowler, but still six picks is pretty good regardless of who you're going against. They're going to need that kind of game, I think, and Tamba Hali is going to have probably three or four sacks just to keep this thing close, and they're going to have a miraculous performance out of Tyler Palco. I just don't know how reasonable it is to expect all that given the circumstances.
Well, Tamba Hali is one of those guys that, I mean, if you don't follow the game, you're not probably going to, who's that? But he's a terrific player. I love watching him play.
You hear coaches all the time talk about he's one of the premier pass rushers in the league, and you know, you don't hear about him as much, partly because he doesn't talk to the media. He never does interviews. He's just sort of a quiet, reserved, and frankly, kind of an unusual guy. And I think that's probably the reason he's not more well-known, probably why last year was his first Pro Bowl. I mean, he's the type of guy who, you know, he got his first Pro Bowl invite, and he turned it down. He said, nope, I'm staying home. And that's just kind of the way Tamba is. And you know, so he would probably be more well-known if he spoke more, but that's just not his style. But, I mean, he led the AFC in sacks last year, and I bet if you went up to NFL fans and asked them who Tamba Hali is and, you know, what position he plays and who he plays for, you might get 80 people tell you who he is. I just think that you have to be a pretty hardcore NFL fan to know who Tamba Hali is outside of Kansas City.
Yeah, and he's one that that people need to watch, because he definitely can make an impact in this game. What other guys, you know, on offense, if Palco or Palco can do – you know, be even decent, because we don't play, the Patriots don't play Kansas City all that much, and a lot of people who don't follow the league all that closely probably don't know a lot of these guys on offense for the Chiefs, but who should they be wary of?
Well, the secondary is pretty good, you know, at least the cornerbacks are. Brandon Flowers is a very good all-around cornerback. I mean, he can pick passes off, he plays really good coverage against, you know, whoever the best receiver is. He's, you know, he's another underrated guy. And, you know, he's as good of a cornerback, at least he's as all-around good of a cornerback, maybe as there is in the league. I mean, he's not a Darrell Revis or a, you know, one of those guys who can pick off a couple of passes every other game, that kind of guy. But, I mean, he's just a really well-rounded defensive player. And Derek Johnson, I mean, he may be their most talented player on defense in general. He's just a really good all-around guy. He's well-rounded, and, you know, he's put up a couple of really impressive seasons. And, you know, so those are guys I think the Patriots are going to have to at least pay mind to, but otherwise their defensive line's not very good. The other linebackers are a bit of a weakness. and the safety core is really beat up right now because Eric Berry was lost for the season in week one. And so, you know, I have a feeling that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady know what's going on with the Chiefs' defense and know how to attack it, and that's going to be very bad news for the Chiefs if they're able to.
Well, the one glimmer of hope, I guess, of the silver lining in the cloud is the division, because you're still only a game out. I mean, and even if you lose to the Patriots, it's not going to be there's still time possibly to salvage the season, because I still don't know what you have in the Raiders. The San Diego Chargers usually come out, start to play well the second half of the season, but they look terrible lately. Denver's, I don't know. I just can't imagine Tebow doing anything spectacular to lead this team to some kind of a 8 or 9 game winning streak. So, I mean, there is some hope there because it's still a cluster there in the AFC West.
It's a pretty bad division. In fact, I think it's probably the worst in football right now. There's not a good team in it. And, you know, I thought the Raiders were a pretty good team. I still think the Chargers are the most talented team, but their coaching is no good. And I'm not sure that Carson Palmer is going to be able to get it quickly enough and learn the offense and be comfortable in it to be very effective this year. It's just a very difficult position he's been put in. So somebody's got to win the division. But I honestly think, I'm asked this occasionally, how many wins could win this division? I think 8. I think an 8-8 team, or maybe the second ever 7-9 team could win a division. I mean, this is a pretty bad division, and not only is it lacking in some talent and coaching chops, but it's also playing pretty bad here recently too. So the fact that Oakland got blown out at home 28-0 by these Chiefs, you know, that's a pretty bad sign. And the fact that San Diego couldn't beat them on the road here in Kansas City, that's another not-so-good sign for this division. So, you know, we'll see. I think it's probably going to be a two-horse race, Oakland-San Diego. But, boy, it doesn't look like anybody wants it.
One last question. Again, we're talking with Kent Babb from the Kansas City Star. You saw Tebow last week. How do you think he's going to fare against the Jets, a very disgruntled, pissed-off Jet team tomorrow night, even though the Jets playing on short rest, have to travel a lot of miles? But how do you think he's going to fare tomorrow night? I'm fascinated by that game.
I always think he's going to fare poorly, to be honest with you.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. He's certainly not an NFL passer. And you know, so even what I saw against the Chiefs, I mean, he's a heck of a rusher. There's no doubt about that. The Chiefs just couldn't stop him, but that was their own fault, I think. I mean, clearly a prolific, well-known college player, one of the best of all time. I used to cover the SEC. I know all about Tim Tebow. I just have a lot of doubts about his ability to throw. And not only that, the Broncos have a lot of doubts about his ability to throw. They only let him throw 8 times in an entire NFL game, and it was the second quarter before he threw that first pass. So if you can't throw in the NFL against a pretty good defense, one of the best defenses in the league, then I don't think you have a chance. But you know what? He's won 2 straight weeks, and what do I know?
All right, Ken, thanks a lot. Thank you. Great stuff. And we'll maybe even talk to you down the road. Who knows what may happen? But I Tyler Palco, a quarterback who could not make a UFL team in the preseason, is going to start at quarterback Monday night here against the Patriots. It's going to be fascinating. Take care.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. That's Brent Kent Babb here from the Kansas City Star here on the Pete Shepherd Show. And again, coming up next hour, Chris Mortensen from ESPN will get his thoughts as well. And I just think this is going to be an annihilation. I think Kent kind of agrees. It's going to be a bloodbath. And I think the Patriots are going to practice this week like it's going to be a Super Bowl for them, so they can make a statement here. And to them, not just that they prove to anybody, just except for themselves, that they are back on track, that they're not going to fall into the trap of playing a crappy team with an unknown quarterback. I think it's going to be very difficult for the Chiefs to even keep this reasonably close, or reasonably within 2 or 3 touchdowns. I think it's going to be ugly. Email me, webradiopatriot.com, Gina Daytona. Hi, Pete and Kevin. If we get an early lead in these remaining games, will we see Tom and some of the starters get some rest? I'm not trying to disrespect the other team. I would just like to see some of our young guys get a chance. Do not be surprised if Denver wins tomorrow. There's a lot to be said for that they will win. I see the Denver game for us as our toughest game left, especially in Denver. Why? Because Tebow will not quit, and that team will not quit on him. I do not think much of John Fox, but I believe in Tebow, the football player. I think John Fox is a pretty good coach. But I do not believe in Tebow as an NFL quarterback. I still don't. I think he's good for the league. It's nice. It's exciting. All that stuff. But he played against Miami in a very, very, very banged-up Chiefs team, obviously, the other day. And I don't see how he's going to befuddle the Jets with that kind of one-dimensional type of offense. I don't see it. I think he's going to get mauled, to be honest with you. The Jets are going to be hungry. You talk about going after a wounded animal. They are going to be upset. And we'll see. Tebow's going to have to throw the ball. If he tries that option stuff, and without, they're going to be all over it. They are going to be all over it. I just don't see that kind of plays working against the Jets. It works okay against Miami and Kansas City, but I don't see that working against the Jets. All right, quick break, and then we'll come back. I know we got some phone calls as well, and Chris Mortensen will join us too. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Email me, webradio at patriots.com. Facebook me, Pete Shepard, P-E-T-E-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. Back with more here on the Pete Shepard Show on patriots.com after this.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature,
right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Everybody.
Always better after Patriots win as well. Back here, second hour of the Pete Shepherd Show here on Patriots.com. We do it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette. Email me, webradio at Patriots.com. Facebook me, Pete Shepherd, P-E-T-E-S-H-E-P-B-A-R-D. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Mortimer will join me in the coming up sometime this hour. Again, that's Chris Mortensen from ESPN. He will join us and talk about all things National Football League. We'll start with the Patriots and Jets and get in Patriots Chiefs, his thoughts on some other NFL issues as well. But let's get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's Angelo and Everett. Angelo.
Pete, how you doing, brother?
Boy, so I'm listening the other night on the way home on the Weiner line, and you created quite a stir because somehow you got three wines in and almost cost Andy his job.
Hey, it's not my fault. I just called up and didn't expect to get on at all. Hey.
Three times.
Good. Yeah, I know. I saw it.
Where do you have the time to do that?
Well, you know, break time at work.
I'm just kidding. What's on your mind?
No, the thing I want to talk about, I was very impressed with the game on Sunday. But my problem is it kind of gives me a little deja vu. Last year they did this to the Jets, and then when they got in the playoffs, they got bounced.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, mm-hmm. can this defense, being so banged up, continue to play at this level? Because we know what we're going to get from the offense. I have no doubts in Tom Brady. But can this defense, with the injuries they have, put it together where players coming in off the bench can fill the roles of the injured players?
Well, no, I mean, it's a fair question. And the first couple things I've been saying, you know, since yesterday is that if they continue to get the pass rush that's close to this, not that they have to get 4.5 sacks from Carter every week, you can hide deficiencies on defense. That's number one in the secondary. Number two, hopefully, at least McCourty won't be out more than a couple of weeks. And I think they can do some mixing and matching here over this part of the schedule, because that's the other point I'm trying to make, is they have a very weak schedule here, on paper at least, down the stretch for the next 7 weeks. I think they're going to run the table. And my fear is this, is that, and, you know, my fear is that with the naked eye, they're going to look a lot better because of the schedule that they have. The numbers are going to look better on paper. It's all going to look good, and people are still going to have their doubts, unfortunately, until they win that first playoff game. But I am not one to put last year's in line with this year or anything like that. They are what they are. To me, this was what happened on Sunday in New York was even, or New Jersey, was much more impressive than the 45-3 debacle in Foxborough, because they went on the road. They went on the road and kicked their ass all over the place.
Well, they basically made a statement. And my second point, Pete, seeding. Do they have to get the first or second seed just to get the home field?
No, I don't think. I mean, I don't. It'd be nice. I hope they do. I mean, it's been proved. I mean, I hope they do. But I think they're going to run the table here and go 13-3. Now, I mean, the Steelers might possibly be able to do that, but I don't know. I think when it's all said and done, they're going to be one of the top two seeds in the league. I don't have a lot of faith in the Ravens going on any type of big time run. They've been too inconsistent. I'm not a huge Flacco fan that he's ever going to get them to a Super Bowl. I think he's good, but I don't know if he can get them over the hump. But look, there's a lot of football left. It's right now the Patriots are in pretty good shape here, and they've gone through the toughest part of their schedule. So hopefully some guys come back from the injury list and, you know, that can run the table here, and then we'll see what happens in January.
Do you think there's no teams at all going forward that scared you? Miami, they've been playing, even though they
Miami?
Well, no, just because the Patriots, be honest, Miami, they suck. I'll admit, I know that. But they've given the Patriots a hard time. They could be spoilers. They could want to beat the Patriots.
No.
Buffalo, too.
Do you know when they're playing in Miami?
I think it's in January, isn't it? Early day, December? I don't know the schedule.
They're playing, either New Year's Day or Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Buffalo and Miami, the last two games. If Buffalo will be mortadella by then, they'll be dead. And Miami is not going to win here in January. I can't ever remember the last time. Well, Miami won here late in the season that year when they didn't want to play the Steelers in the playoffs, and kind of a goofy throw in the end zone at the end. That's the game Flutie kicked the drop kick through that they ended up losing. But don't expect that game is probably going to be for a number one seed, I would think. And I don't think the Dolphins are going to win here late in the year. I think the Bills are going to be long gone and hard to find by then, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
All right, good enough, Pete. Thank you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care. Say hi to Deb. Deb knows a lot more than that. Oh, my God. I'm listening on the way home to the EI today, and he's on the water line like three times in like 5 minutes. It was just absolutely, and knowing Glenn the way I do, I know his head is like ready to burst. But see, I thought it was kind of funny. You know? I think it was kind of funny. Anyway, again, you can call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Hey, Pete and Patriots.com crew and staff. Wow, how about that Sunday game in MetLife Stadium? What a great game. By far the best outing thus far into the season. Pats finally played good defense. I mean, 4.5 sacks by Carter, 2 interceptions by Nico, and that was just a great overall effort. Hope they can, and I know they can, and will play the rest of the way. I think we definitely can run over the Chiefs. Everybody's banged up, and so is Flowers. I don't know if Flowers is banged up. As far as I know, he's playing. So we can go either way, but what are your thoughts, and how about the next game in Philly? Your thoughts! And do you agree that this past week's game at MetLife was by the way the best we've had all season thus far? Thanks, go Patriots, baby. Yeah, I think it's been the most impressive win so far this year. I thought the game in Oakland was pretty impressive too. After rebounding from their loss to Buffalo, I thought the Dallas win, the comeback win, was good. You know, Miami first game of season, that's kind of being kind of a blowout at the end, but. I don't get caught up in the sexiness of wins. I really don't. It was nice that they blew out the Jets on the road by 3 touchdowns, but a 1-point win would have been fine for me also. It just looks better and makes everybody feel better that they kicked their butt and got Rex Ryan to swear at a fan at halftime going to the locker room. Let's see. Tiff says, my friend Tiff says, hi, Pete. Read this article on Pro Football Talk, which I can't do right now. It says Mercury Morris. So, if he's talked about the Packers, if they end up in our neighborhood, this is Mercury Morris again with the, this is what's going to happen now. Mercury Morris and the unbeaten streak. I have nothing but good things to say about the Packers. If they end up in our neighborhood, they are a credit to the sport. They don't have a bunch of guys out there who view themselves as entertainers, Morris told FoxSportsFlorida.com. I didn't like the way the Patriots came across. They were too much in your face. They wanted you to bow down to them and kiss the king's ring. This is just blind hatred for the Patriots, according to Tiff. The Packers aren't in your face. This old guy isn't paying attention. The guy's entire reasoning is based on his perception of how the Patriots behaved. Ugh. Great show, Tiff in Wisconsin. Tiff, I would never get involved with anything Mercury Morris has to say about the Patriots season. We had him on a Radio Row in 2007 when the Patriots were perfect heading into the Super Bowl, and he made an absolute fool jackass out of himself. We were all over him, all of us, all up and down his throat, all over his case, and he came off looking like an absolute fool with some of the stuffs he had. So I don't get too worked up about. And also remember that he was a Miami Dolphin and a big rival with the Patriots as well. I think, once again, that will cloud a lot of people's judgment, a lot of players' judgments because of rivalries and personal agendas. Let's see. What is this? Oh, this is some telemarketing thing that I have no use for. You already read that one. Erica from Mississippi, who says, I don't agree with the previous caller about your thumping your chest and stuff. I love your show, but I know when I can listen and when not to. I listen all the time, but especially when I need to be talked from jumping off the bridge after the Buffalo and Pittsburgh games. You put things in perspective for me when everyone else is saying the sky is falling. Aw, that's nice. I must admit, though, I couldn't listen last week because I didn't want to see a bright side, only to see them lose again. I listened to PFW instead, and you know how those guys are. By the time Sunday night rolled around, I was thinking there was no way in hell the Patriots would win. The Jets were going to blow us out 45-10, and was extremely happy to see they were wrong. I enjoy your show, and it helps me a lot during the highs and lows of the football season, so thanks. I also agree with you about the guys on NFL Network and ESPN. I respect your opinion yesterday about Rodney and Teddy, but I don't agree. I don't think they mean us any good. I disagree. I think that some people are taking that stuff too personally. Let's see. Josh says, if nothing else, having read the email below should get a bunch of people to email and call in and kill me and tell you how awesome you are. Never a bad thing with a smiley face. No, come on. That's fine. It's not that big a deal. You know, there are bigger tragedies in life than disagreeing with me. Here's a big one from Gene in Daytona. Do you think Sunday, by putting all those unknowns in as starters and took the challenge out of the game for the Jets, caused them to show up to play flat? When I first heard first of all, let's address that. Absolutely not. I don't care who the Patriots put out there. If it was a Pee Wee team or a Pop Warner team, Rex Ryan would want to win the game by 100. So let's, you know, address that right off the bat. When I first heard all these unknowns would be playing on our defense, I got scared. But Bill wasn't scared. He instead saw it as an opportunity to test his team and welcomed it. I think Rex made a mistake by not being his bombastic self last week, by not calling the Patriots out like he usually does, affected his team and probably his season. I don't think he will make that mistake again with us. No, I just think he's becoming a smarter coach as far as that stuff goes and bulletin board material. I don't know how you have so much bulletin board material when you already lost to them at the beginning of the season by 9. And just because they played the Bills, you know, tough for 2.5 quarters doesn't mean they're going to do that every week. They've been very inconsistent. I think the Pats will be ready for every game left, no matter how much we are favored, and you know we can thank for that. It will be those naysayers on ESPN and elsewhere in the media who are constantly picking that chip up off the ground after it gets knocked off and putting it back on the Pats' shoulder. So thanks, Tom Jackson, Chris Carter, Gene, and Daytona. Oh, my goodness. What else we got here? Gene also says, hi, Pete and Kev, you know we only have one person in Florida that sucks. His name is Mercury Morris. Uh-huh. Also, I was just listening to Denver Internet Radio, and they were playing your song, I Hate the Jets. Are you and Kevin getting any royalties? Are you serious? Are you serious, Gene? Or are you being funny? Because I'll be upset. You know? I want to do it live. I'm going to do it. Call me. I'll do it for you live. I don't need royalties. I wonder if that's true, Kev. Denver Internet Radio, they were playing my song, I Hate the Jets.
We'll do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Thing sucks!
What is that from? Is that
Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, that's right. Well, so many, you know, bloopers and outtakes for so many people, right? You know what a great one is? If you want to go to YouTube sometime, Google Casey Kasem, the old American Top 40 guy, and go through some of his rants that he does. And it usually comes after a long-distance dedication where somehow the song wasn't right. But that's this. We digress. Anyway, call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can also email me, webradio at patriots.com, or Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETESHEPPARD. Let me see. I'm just trying to get some of these emails. Read most of them. Again, Chris Mortensen from ESPN will join me in just a little bit. We'll go through the Patriots and Jets and the Chiefs and see if he has any take on the Chiefs and if they can keep this even mildly close. Manny says on Facebook, Miami laughing out loud. Oh my God, Miami, you'd be kidding, laughing out loud. They can't even kick a 10-yard field goal. I think that's a shot at Angelo from Everett, who once again comes off as semi-clueless about saying the Miami Dolphins are going to be competitive here on New Year's Day. against the Patriots. I just don't see it happen. I just don't see it happen. You know, I've been trying for years with that guy. I've been trying for years. And it's just not, it just doesn't stick in. It just doesn't stick in. Well, I think the Chiefs are going to be in some trouble here. As I said, coming up on Sunday because of the schedule, because of the way things have lined up here. I don't think the Patriots come out complacent. I think they come out in kick-ass mode, and it's just going to get ugly. Oh, it's Buffalo on New Year's Day and Miami on Christmas Eve. That's what it is. I keep flip-flopping those games for some reason. But either way, those are going to be two wins. And you know what? And like I said, by December 18th at Denver, if Tebow was still playing then, we'll see. We'll see. Because I really think he's going to have a hard time getting through tomorrow night's game. I think that's a bad spot for the Broncos. As long as the Jets are not completely exhausted and don't let their emotions get too crazy. But they have got to be licking their chops to go up against a guy like Tebow, the antithesis of a Tom Brady. Got to be. Gene says, hi, Pete and Kevin. Sometimes a rumor can become truth. I was just trying to help it along. Please don't get upset. I'm not upset, Gene. So apparently Denver Internet Radio is not playing my song about me and about hitting the Jets. And that's unfortunate. That is really unfortunate. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398. That is the number to get a hold of me. Also, Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PeteShepard. You know what? While we got a second, quarterback Tyler Palko, who nobody knows about, and I think Matt had queued it up earlier. Do you have it right now, Kev? I was going to say, while we're waiting for Chris Mortensen to come on, because nobody knows a damn thing about Tyler Palko, what he sounds like, what he's all about. All I can tell you is he was cut from a UFL team and a bunch of other teams, but cut from a UFL preseason and preseason for the California Redwoods back in September of 2009. So he was on today via conference call. So here's what starting quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Tyler Palko, had to say earlier today.
Exciting and, getting a chance to get your first start. And obviously it being Monday Night Football obviously makes it a that much more exciting. Everybody's watching and friends and family and all that stuff. But, it's at the same time, it's my job, and the guys on the team are expecting me to, execute and go out and do my job and have nothing change from, when Matt's gone down and me stepping in. So it's, kind of bittersweet at the same time, with all the stuff that's been happening. But it's still my job, and the guys on the team are expecting me to do my job.
How nervous do you expect to be?
I don't know. I mean, right now I'm so loaded up with trying to get the game plan down and making sure we're doing everything on our end of the on our end to make sure we're ready and prepared. So I think probably when you get to the field on Monday night and you realize it's game time. I guess, maybe that's when the nerves will start to happen, but I'm just, really trying to be focused on, I'm really trying to focus on just getting everything done on our end.
You've been a lot of places, and mostly under the radar. How long have you waited for this chance? How long does it feel like, I guess?
Well, what is it, my fifth year? So 5 years, I guess? I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time coming, but I guess when you're really you're entrenched in it, you really don't think about how long it is. You set a goal, and you my goal is to be a starter in the NFL, and I'm getting my opportunity right now. So when you set a goal, I guess the way I was raised is you don't really worry about don't focus on the process, or the end. You don't focus on the end result. Just focus on the process and trying to get better every day. And that's really the only thing I've tried to focus on. And I'm not saying it's been easy, because it hasn't. But it's if it's something that that you want to do and you want it bad enough, then you're gonna do anything you can to stick around.
The guy you're replacing took over for someone who was injured, and basically earned a huge contract. The guy you're facing on Monday night was really the same type of story 10 years ago. I mean, do you think about the position you're in and what this could actually do for your career?
That's nice for you guys to talk about and all that stuff, but, you know, that story, you can't write the story before, you know, before it's written, and it's you know, it's obviously comparisons and all that other stuff, but that's not going to win the game, you know, because it's aligning this way or it's not aligning this way or it's not, you know, right now my job is to go out and to give our team a chance to win, and I don't have enough time to think about all that stuff. And, you know, if you're thinking about playing for a contract or playing, you know, because you're facing a guy that's, you know, that it happened, or the guy that you're replacing, this happened to him and it's going to happen to me, you know, then you're really taking your focus off of what's really important, and that's the game plan. And the task at hand is, you know, to try to beat the Patriots, and it's a heck of a task for us. And, you know, everybody on the team that night is going to need to be locked in and focused on one goal, and that's, you know, winning the football game. Because, you know, these guys that we're facing on Monday night, they're no slouch. They're a great football team, and you know, they're the reason why they're the New England Patriots, and or because they've done it over a long period of time.
What did you see from the Patriots defensively, particularly against the Jets? You know, they had a bunch of guys out injury-wise, and they still were able to be pretty effective against the Jets.
That just goes to show you how good Coach Belichick is. You know, he's a defensive genius, and, you know, he has a lot of guys out, and they do a great job of trying to take away your strengths. And They try to get you to make mistakes and get you behind the chains and put you in long yarded situations and try to make you make mistakes. So I think Coach Belichick is, you know, he's proven that he's a defensive genius, and I wouldn't expect anything less. You know, I'm sure he's not feeling sorry for himself because he's got, you know, some guys out. You know, he's got a untested quarterback, and I'm sure he's not going to take it easy on me.
You know, there's very little film on you out there compared to, I don't know, almost all the other starters in the league. Can that be a little bit of an advantage, possibly?
I don't know. I don't think there's, you know, I don't know how to answer that question. I'm not a coach, so I don't know how they face it, you know, or how they look at it.
You were cut by the California Redwoods. I mean, I would have to imagine that might have been, I'll ask, was that the lowest point of your professional career?
You know, I don't know. I really, it was just something that happened, and you kind of keep plugging along. You know, things don't always go the way you want them to go in your career, and, you know, I don't think anybody's, you know, at least the way I was raised, you're not too good to be brought down to earth, or, you know, to get fired, or, you know, they played football there too, and, you know, for whatever reason, the coaching staff chose to do that. So, you know, I don't really look at it as a low point in my career. It's a process, and, you know, I'm not a big quote guy, but, you know, it's this thing is a marathon and not a sprint, and sometimes you gotta scrape the bottom before you can reap some benefits. And, you know, that was, you know, getting cut anytime, getting fired is not, you know, not a positive experience, whether it's by them or, you know, by an NFL team. It's not a positive experience. And
you were in the locker room and in the meeting rooms with Brian Waters last year. Did you talk to him at all, or did you have a lot of interaction with him?
You know, just a professional working relationship. You know, we talked and, you know, would see each other there in the building. We never hung out or anything, but he's done a heck of a job over his career, and, you know, he's a heck of a player.
You know, just kind of looking back, and I know you're liking this look down memory lane a little bit. When you were in college, Flacco transferred, I guess, because of you, and then he comes in and starts right away. You had to wait 5 years. I guess my question is, isn't life really weird sometimes?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you guys do a good job of putting those stories together, the feel good stories or the make you feel bad stories. I don't really look at it that way. I mean, it's football, and you know, it's not. There's no blueprint on anything. I mean, whether you want to be a teacher, a garbage man, whatever you want to do. I mean, there's no blueprint on getting, you know, where you want to go. There are obstacles. There's adversity you need, you know, to overcome, and it's just the way that life is. I mean, you know, anyone that's ever, you know, accomplished anything great has had to have overcome some obstacles, whether it's, you know, at the highest level in the NFL or, you know, like I said, whether it's, being a garbage man. I don't know. I mean, you would have to ask other people, but, you know, everybody in life has to, you know, overcome their own adversity and their own personal struggles, and, you know, you really can never knock anyone's struggle and how they've gotten there, you know, why they got to the situation they're in, and I can't explain it. It's just, I don't sit back and, you know, try to make sense of everything. You just, you live your life a certain way, and you work hard, and you try to do good for other people, and you know, whatever happens along that line, you control those certain things you can control, and everything else, you know, kind of works out, like, either good or bad, and you got to deal with it on either end.
Do you think there is maybe a little bit of an advantage for you that Romeo Crennel and Bill Belichick are, you know, have very similar defensive philosophies? Do you think that helps that you get to practice against Romeo's defense?
I don't think there's really any advantage for me going into this thing. I got enough chips stacked against me, so I don't think there's only one way to run, you know, defense when Bill was there, and you know, and when Bill and Romeo were on the staff. They have a different team, and they've done different things. So, you know, there's I don't think there's really any advantage to that. Hey guys, I don't mean to be a pain, but I have to get to meetings here. Can I do one more question?
Sure. You seem to have a really clear mind and a positive outlook on everything that has happened with you. I mean, where does all that come from? Where do you draw your inspiration?
I don't know. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. I'm not saying I never had a bad day, but you know, as you get older and you go through things and experience life, I think you just learn how to handle situations differently. And you know, I'm sure that, you know, I'll handle things differently in 5 years from now and look back on how I handled certain situations and, you know, learn from them. So it's everything's a work in progress. And you know, I don't want to sound like a quote book, but you just try to take everything day by day. You know, you're not guaranteed anything today. You got to earn everything you get, and that's pretty much how I attack everything. You just with a tough mentality of, you know, going at it with as much as you can and getting up the next day and doing the same thing over again. So, you know, it's just the way I was raised, I guess, and the way that I try to look at it.
Thanks a lot, Tyler.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right, there he is, Tyler Palko, who's going to get his first NFL start coming up on Monday night against your New England Patriots, and what I think is going to be ugly. I really do. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Chris Mortensen called from ESPN. Mortimer will not be able to do today, but he is going to be on my show tomorrow from 5 to 6. He was very apologetic about the situation, but it's just one of those TV things that he's going to get done tonight. So he'll be on with me tomorrow from 5 to 6. So until then, it's all you guys. I hate to do this again, but I got to touch on the Penn State issue once again. I'll start with Tiff's email and then give you the latest. And if you had a bird about Franco Harris, my goodness, I'll wait till I hear give you the quotes that he said today. But Tiff says in Wisconsin, "Hi, Pete, one more thing. Can you please take a little time to discuss that sick pig Sandusky interview with Costas? What a sick pig that guy is. What's going on in Pennsylvania that this guy is out on bail with a home near an elementary school? What's with the second mile organization? Is it the new NAM NAMBLA over there? Gross. One innocent man can't answer the questions. Are you sexually attracted to boys with an unequivocal and resounding hell no? What a sick and sad story. I know I'm not the only one who enjoyed your discussion on it. The passion and anger over aimed at the sick pig is warranted." It really is, and I'm not going to sit here and yell and scream, but I've done all I can. I lost my voice about it for a day. I mean, it's beyond sick and disgusting and everything else. And the interview with Costas is the best. Costas is unbelievable. And sometimes I think he's a little too full of himself, but he is a great, one of the best ever as a sports interviewer and just an interviewer in general. He's very intelligent, has a great command of the English language, and really did a great job. It made Sandusky look even more of a freaking sick maniac monster than he was perceived. So we all know that, and I knew Bob wouldn't let him off the hook, and he did a great job. And the Second Mile organization, again, I told you last week, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. A lot of this stuff, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's just still amazing to me, some of the comments out there, like Franco Harris, who played for Coach Paterno back in the late 60s, early 70s. And here is Franco Harris's statement from today, or from earlier. Quote, and Franco and Rocky Blyer were up at the Meadows Racetrack and Casino. They were going to be like spokespeople there and stuff like that. Well, not anymore after this statement from Franco Harris. I feel that the board made a bad decision in letting Joe Paterno go. I'm very disappointed in their decision. I thought they showed no courage not to back someone who really needed it at the time. They were saying the football program under Joe was at fault. They really wouldn't give a reason. I'm quoting now Franco Harris. He actually said that. They really wouldn't give a reason. They're linking the football program to the scandal and not possibly the cover-up. That's very disturbing to me. I think there should be no connection to the football program, only in the case that it happened at the football building with an ex-coach. I'm still trying to find out who gave him access to the building, who signed that contract. Hey, Franco, my God, even though I wasn't a big Steeler fan growing up, I still respected you a lot. But how much of a moron, mental idiot can you possibly be? Now, see, I promised I wasn't going to get mad. You just lost a spokesperson job because of your stupid, moronic, idiotic comments right there. For you to say that the Board of Trustees had no courage, you know who had no courage? Joe Paterno, no courage. McQuarrie, no courage. I don't care what he's saying now about going to the police. He should have done more at the time. Joe Paterno had no courage in this situation. Who the hell? What have you been sniffing, man? Unbelievable. They really wouldn't give a reason. Are you out of your freaking mind? How can people like that be so blind, so blatantly over-the-top loyal with such a sick situation that is happening? Has happened. My God. I mean, I sit here stunned. And the best part, I don't know if we have LeVar Arrington at all. And he went off, you know, he was nice, calm, cool, and collected a little bit on ESPN last week. Well, I think it was on a South Florida radio station. He went off on Joe Paterno and did the right thing, rightly so. The bottom line for Harris, quote, if I had to choose today between the moral integrity and character of Joe Paterno and the politicians and commentators criticizing him, I would pick Joe Paterno hands down, no contest every time. Wow. Unbelievable. As a result of this loyalty, the Meadows issued this statement today. In light of the recent developments with Franco Harris regarding Joe Paterno's dismissal, Franco and the Meadows have mutually decided to put their business relationship on hold at this time while these matters are looked into further. Franco Harris, shame on you. They didn't have courage. You have got to be kidding me. Saying the football program under Joe was at fault. Oh, my God. Absolutely unbelievable. Just when you think you can't get any more angry, a guy like this, Franco Harris, comes out and just continues to people like him making jackasses out of themselves by those ridiculous comments. Makes you sick. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Let's go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Here's McCain in Pittsburgh. Hi, McCain.
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Good.
Hey, I just had to say, first of all, I love everything you said about the whole awfulness at Penn State, but I just wanted to chime in. You know, I live in Pennsylvania, and, you know, what people have said, you know, like what you were just talking about and what those stupid kids who are riding were saying,
yep,
really doesn't represent how people out here feel about this.
I get that.
Everybody I've talked to is, even if they're sorry, you know, they really looked up to Joe Paterno and they're sorry he's gone, they're really outraged by the whole thing. And you know, the most neutral person that I've heard say anything just are people who don't know what to think. There are very, very few people who don't think that firing Joe was the right thing to do.
But, I mean, how about Franco Harris's comments today?
Oh, that's just, I don't know
what he's coming from about that. What is he smoking? I mean, I mean, I have the utmost respect for, I mean, I don't have to say it. He's a great Hall of Fame player. I actually did a thing with him years ago in sports. We were together at some, function. We almost worked as partners together, believe it or not, in this stupid, I won't even get into it, but it was quite funny how it turned out. But for him to say about the Board of Trustees not having courage,
oh, God,
I mean,
I know.
Come on!
I can't believe it at all. And you know what? I think that the best way to put it with somebody, my boss at work said this, you know, that the way a lot of people feel about Joe Paterno and this whole thing is, if you heard about something like this at a different university, you know, Ohio State or wherever, I think that a lot of people here would say, well, that could never happen at Penn State because Joe Paterno would never let it happen.
Yep.
Because that was the kind of image people had. And I think these idiots who can't get over that image and can't look at what actually happened and say, this was wrong and it should never, and you know, I'm gonna stop ranting now because I'm getting worked up about it. But I just had to say that 99% of people in Pennsylvania are Penn State grads. They think that the right thing to do was to let Paterno go, and they're horrified that things got
and just looking on the surface, and you've been, how long you been in Pennsylvania? A while?
A few years.
Okay. The fact that, I mean, all you have to do, the fact that a guy like Sandusky leaves the program and never even gets, what you heard, a nip, a guy who was basically the Buddy Ryan of college football, in my opinion, as far as defenses and linebackers go, and never even gets a nibble as another head coach, or, you know, I mean, that to me should have thrown up red flags right there,
yeah,
number one.
Absolutely.
Number two,
absolutely.
The other recent thing that many people may not know about is Paterno just sold his house for $1 to his wife. So he can cover his ass. He bought the house for $59,000 years ago, decades ago, and now it's worth over $545,000, and only recently sold it to his wife because they know the legal funds are going to go up his ass. It's going to be ridiculous coming up over here in the next month and a half, 2 months, year, because he had to hire a big time attorney. This is far from over, and he's going to go down. That program's going to go down. The school, unfortunately, is probably going to go down with it for quite some time here because he didn't pick up the goddamn phone and call the police. It is really sickening.
And you know, even if you take McCreary and that whole episode out of it, you look at the kind of organization they had at Penn State and the way he ran it, there's no way he didn't know what was going on, or at least have a few red flags.
Did you hear LeVar Arrington clip from the ESPN from his, he was on some sports radio show in Florida. And he went, it's probably on, if you Google it, you'll probably catch it on YouTube now. He finally went off. He was, expressed emotion like Matt Millen last week and upset, obviously, but he really went off on Paterno. He did the antithesis of what Franco Harris did, earlier. Just, it's just amazing to me. The only courage are those victims. They're the ones with the most courage. It's unfortunate. I mean, it just makes you sick.
Yeah, and I almost lost it when I read about the rioting at Penn State. I said, oh, my God, you know, you're not mad that all these kids got assaulted. You're mad that it's affecting your life.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I can't imagine it. The thing I chalk it up to just so I can sleep at night is, you know, you give college kids enough beer, they'll riot about anything.
Well, that's true, but this is something that is just so sick. And no one ever asked those drunken kids. I never heard anybody ask questions. I know reporters were afraid to even be there because they're afraid they're going to get, you know, God only knows what happened to them, physically hurt. But no one ever said to those kids, Joe Paterno knew about, he was at least told about one alleged incident and never did anything except tell the AD. Don't you find that, puke-inducing that he didn't just immediately call 911. I mean, I would think Joe Paterno would immediately have said, oh, my God, everything's on hold here. Get the entire staff in here. Let's call 911. But he didn't because he wanted to save his own ass and protect the program and swept it quietly under the rug, as did the rest of the university. all those top-notch executives and the coaching staff. Everybody knew what was going on over there for over a decade, and that guy, Joe Paterno, did nothing about it. Nothing about it. He wasn't the only one.
People in Pennsylvania agree completely.
What's such a shame. Such a shame.
Yeah, well, but anyway, thanks for taking my call. I'll let you get back to the program.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. McCain in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Here I am thinking I'm not going to get upset again, and now I'm upset. Franco Harris, I mean, please. You're an idiot. You're an idiot in this situation. My God. Don't ever use the word courage again. Ever. When it comes to Penn State and Joe Paterno. I mean, you should be struck down with a bolt of lightning if that word comes out of your mouth that's synonymous with Paterno. That's disgusting. All right, email me, webradio@patriot.com. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back for the final segment of the Pete Shepard Show. Email me at webradio@patriot.com. Call me, East Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And you can also Facebook me, Pete Shepard, P-E-T-E-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. Back with the final segment after this.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you. From Boston sports to concert and theater, whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pabs! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pabs!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pabs!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, right? Right.
No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Pete Shepherd.
Back here, final minutes of the Pete Shepherd Show here. Give me a call, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. To email me, webradio@patriots.com. We broadcast live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette. Again, Chris Bornson had a last-minute thing to do with ESPN, so he's coming on tomorrow here on my show between 5 and 6 p.m. Until then, back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, and here's buddy Manny in Miami. Hey, Manny.
Hey, Pete. How are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
I just want to say that I just heard what happened with Harris, and it's just the first thing I wonder is if he has any kids, because I am a proud father, or proud to be a father, and to hear his comments about just being concerned about the coach and not being concerned about the kids,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty sad.
It is, and it's very sad. I'm not surprised.
It is something that every parent, and even if you're not a parent, you should realize, you know, that this is not about just the coach or the school. It's about the victims. These kids, now that are 20 years old, they're going to be affected with this.
Think about this statement and how Franco Harris is going to sleep tonight when after really thinking about what he said. Part of it, I thought they showed, talking about the Board of Trustees, I thought they showed no courage not to back someone who really needed it at the time. Now, why doesn't he apply that same logic to the victims who are being abused
exactly.
for over a decade?
Exactly.
Where is that logic, Franco?
Exactly. Where is Joe showing the kids that he has their back?
That's right.
There's nothing, you know, it's just something that I do not understand at all with this whole thing. And it's just really sad. You know, a Hall of Fame player.
You know why, Manny? It's about what it's always is. It's same as it always is. Money. Money. That's what this is all about,
man.
Money. You know, money for the program.
I mean, it just baffles me on how much somebody always has to come up and say something so stupid that does that. As a normal human being, you know, makes no damn sense at all, man. Makes no damn sense. All right, thank you so much for the time, and I appreciate it.
Anytime, Manny. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And I got a couple of Facebook messages to read as well, and then that'll be it for the day. Again, Mortimer will come on tomorrow between 5 and 6. McKean on Facebook says, Pete, I have to just say that I loved everything you just had to say about the violence at Penn State. I could tell you that the stupid kids who rioted definitely don't represent PA generally. That said, can we get a shout-out about the call on Gronk on Sunday, making that touchdown and not letting out a little happy is like buying a brand new convertible and never leaving the garage. Okay, with that. Gene says, I kind of like what this kid said. I wish him luck and hope he plays well, but I still do want him to win Sunday. I don't want him to win Sunday. Tyler Palico talking about Chiefs quarterback. I think Franco was hit in the head too many times. I love LeVar Arrington's comments. Yeah, if you haven't seen that, you know, check that out as well. You can YouTube those comments. And it's just, Franco Harris, it's just absolutely sick. Sick. Sterling says, Pete, you know why Franco is saying this garbage? He's Italian like Paterno. He better lay off the linguine and crystal meth. Well, I'm 100% Italian, too, believe me. This has nothing to do with race, color, black, white, yellow, pink, blue. This has to do with having any sort of scruples, morality, common sense. This is a monster we're talking about in Sandusky, a monster who for over a decade was terrorizing young kids. It doesn't take a genius to know what should have been done immediately. And the cover-up and the money that must have been spent to cover this entire thing up for a long time. Oh, it's just unbelievable. Anyway, that's going to do it today for the Pete Shepherd Show. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank my guest, Kent Babb from the Kansas City Star, for joining me today. Talk about the chefs. Also, thanks to Kevin Collins again. Chris Mortensen, ESPN, will join me tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. Don't forget Brian Lowe in the Football Fantasy Lowdown. That'll take place tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock. And maybe we'll have quotes from some other dumbass Penn State alum. Most of the 99% of the people I've heard from Penn State are outraged that have played there before. But Franco Harris apparently is not. Talks about courage. Courage about the Board of Trustees not having any. Absolutely sick. Sickening. Anyway, more on the Patriots and the Chiefs coming up on Monday night tomorrow. Fantasy Football Lowdown with B-Low and Mortimer will join me in the 5 o'clock hour. Have a great and safe rest of your Wednesday night, everybody. Last couple of other things real quick while I'm closing out here. First of all, I got to say congratulations to my cousin Lauren. Her and the Springfield Pride are headed to the Elite Eight. They left for St. Louis today. Their volleyball team, one of the best in the country. And my beautiful cousin also got nominated as a first-team All-American. She's one of the best volleyball players to ever come out of New England in the collegiate level. So congratulations and good luck to Lauren and the Springfield Pride. We're headed to St. Louis for the Elite Eight coming up. Also remind you tonight, big charity poker tournament coming up. It's the Wednesday Weekly Deep Stack, $25 satellites at 6. $90 main event at 7:15. So basically, it's a $10 donation as well for 20,000 in chips. So that's what it really for 100 bucks, 20K in chips to start for 100 bucks. The first 20 players play the satellite for free, one per player. It's at the American Legion Post 18, 155 Eastern Avenue in Dedham, right behind the Tahiti restaurant across from the VFW. Hope to see you guys there. Talk to you tomorrow at 4 right here on Patriots.com. Bye bye.
Pete Shepherd. Pete Shepherd. The Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio.